This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. In English they say, life is so short, there isn't enough time to love. I don't know where people find time to hate. Sadly and unfortunately, as humans, sometimes we enter into a fight or an argument or an altercation with a person, and before we can reconcile or patch up the relation, one out of the two passes on and the other lives with severe regret. Now, the question is, if I've lost a person with whom I did not reconcile, is there any measure through which I can atone for this year? Is there any way through which I can apologize? So I came across a very profound quotation which gives hope, and hence I share it in the spirit of hope. So the hadith appears in both Bukhari and Muslim about the person in the previous ummah who committed the heinous crime of killing 100 people. And thereafter he met a pious man who told him, "In taliq ila ardi kada wa kada, fa inna fiha unasan ya'budun Allah, fa'budillaha ma'ahum," that go to a particular place and worship the Almighty there, and he will accept your tawbah and your forgiveness. The man obliged, and off he went to this particular place. But as he was heading to that locality, it was the time for him to leave this world, and he meets the angel of death en route to that place, and his soul is removed and he departs from this world. And the hadith says that Allah forgave him. Great, the mercy of Allah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and who can forgive besides the Almighty? However, academically, there is a question which the shurrah and the commentators of hadith raise here, and more particularly, Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has addressed this in his commentary of Bukhari, Fathul Bari. He says that وَقَدْ يُشْكَلُ عَلَى تَوْبَةِ الْقَاتِلِ أَنَّهُ إِرْتَكَبَ ذَنْبًا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِحُقُوقِ الْعِبَادِ, that Allah forgave this person. However, the nature of his crime was such that humans were victims of his wrong. So we have two types of offenses, right? Hukukullah, you disobey Allah, you did not perform your salah, you did not observe your fasting, etc., you did not discharge zakah. And then violation to humans, you backbiting, you gossiping, you slandering, etc. So the nature of this man's offense was that he had killed humans. They were victims to his crime. And the ruling is, when it comes to أن حقوق العباد لا يغفر إلا بعفو صاحب الحق, that go to the person and apologize to him, and until and unless he does not forgive you, Allah will not forgive you. So how do we reconcile the pardon of this person against the crime of 100 people, and all his victims were dead? So Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah answers, أَنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا قَبِلَ تَوْبَةَ الْقَاتِلِ تَكَفَّلَ بِرِضَى خَصْمِهِ, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah, Allah sufficed on his behalf for his victims. When Allah accepted the repentance of this murderer, then Allah sufficed. And on this, the scholars say that when you've hurt someone, then try every possible means to atone and compensate for him. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا تَعَذَّرَ لِلتَّائِبِ الصَّادِقِ الرُّجُوعِ بَعْدَ بَذْلِ مَا فِي سَعَتِهِ, but if for whatever reason you cannot locate that person or he's passed on and you've exhausted every measure, then you continue making dua for him. يُرْجَى مِنْهُ قَبُولُ تَوْبَتِهِ, based on this narration, we optimistic that Allah will forgive you. So the message is hope, my brother, whether you have disobeyed Allah or you have offended someone, you've hurt your parents and they've moved on, continue asking Allah for forgiveness. We are optimistic Allah will forgive you. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.